Awesome, awesome. Well, I just want to make a couple of announcements. If you like this information and want to share it with a friend or family member, we make that we try to make that as easy as possible. You can call the replay line starting tomorrow by dialing area code 212-461-8911. Also, we will email you out a web link if we have your email address on file. So please, if you're not getting the email links, please give us a call, get your email address updated so we can get that information out to you. And then we'll also post it on our website. So we encourage everyone to share the information with others. So we think this will be really valuable, important information tonight. I know I could definitely use a little bit more sleep in my life, and I'm sure that you could too. So, also, I wanted to update everyone. We're having our Oasis retreat this coming weekend, starting on Thursday. So we have several members and customers that are coming out for the retreat. Dave will be up there, so that'll be a really awesome time. And we're having just another record month. That's really awesome. Things are going really well at Platinum Health, and we just want to thank everybody for their continued support and patronage and for sharing information and knowledge, you know, about our products and what we stand for. So just want to give a big thank you to Dave and a big thank you to all of our customers. So we really appreciate that.
Yeah, we have really built a nice, I think, a community of like-minded people, and we're out there. We're doing some exciting things, I think, as far as the effect that people are feeling from our products. But, Amy, I didn't quite hear the replay number because we hadn't yet muted the line, and some people out there might
okay.
have missed it as well.
Let me give that again. It's you can access the replay line by calling 212-461-8911, and this call will be available on the replay line starting tomorrow afternoon. So, again, 212-461-8911. One additional announcement is that tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, Dave has his question and answer discovery show. So everyone, please tune in at this same exact number at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. And if you have a specific question, please feel free to email it in to info@phborder.com or call the customer service telephone number and give your question, and then Dave can answer it in depth on the air or on the conference call tomorrow. So please tune in to that as well. So with all those announcements out of the way, I'd like to officially welcome everyone to our Wednesday night product education call. My name is Amy Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products. And as you all know, we have Dave Sandoval on the line with us tonight. He's another owner and founder of Platinum Health Products and has just spent years. He's dedicated basically his whole entire adult life to researching and learning about nutrition and disease prevention and improving the quality of life. So we're very lucky to have someone with so much passion on our team that is willing to get on the phone with us each and every Wednesday night and share that knowledge. So so welcome, Dave. Thanks again for taking time out of such a busy schedule to be with us every Wednesday.
Well, this is obviously it's something that we're both very passionate about, and it's really, you know, they say that if you're doing what you love and you love what you do, and I'd have to say that that is a description of how I feel. And, so thank you for the appreciation. It is really important to me, and I appreciate you and everyone out there listening, because together we are making a big difference in a lot of people's lives. And,
absolutely.
A lot of people don't sleep well.
A lot of people don't sleep well. Like, we had some really interesting facts come up when we were doing some research on this. Do you want to share those, or would you like me to share those whopping statistics that we found today?
No, I think that should be something that you share with them, because I'm going to do a little more talking later on. So.
Well, this is absolutely crazy, because I know I absolutely do not sleep enough, and I know several of my friends absolutely do not sleep enough, but according to some recent research, 66% of Americans lose sleep due to stress in a survey that was done this year.
Wow,
it's right. 66% of adult Americans. That is absolutely crazy. And last year, it was less than 40% of people surveyed said that they were losing sleep due to stress. Most people say that the stress is related to family issues, to job-related concerns, and about 10% of those people surveyed said that they lose sleep or they don't sleep well enough due to current events, say the war, or say something stressful happening in their community. So that is, they're pretty powerful statistics. So when you're out there talking to friends and family, 2 out of every 3, excuse me, people, I'm so sorry, are not sleeping. So this is a call that we think is could be very wide-reaching if 66% of Americans are not sleeping properly, and I know Dave and I probably fall into those categories. Also, nearly half of all Americans report that they lose sleep at least a few nights every month. So that's a whopping, humongous number as well. So this is definitely a subject that we found worthy. We wanted to bring it on to the conference call series to see if we can give some natural approaches, some lifestyle changes and modifications that can perhaps lower that number. That's the goal of tonight's call.
Yeah, and there's, you know, Amy, think about the things that are tied to an inability to sleep well that a lot of people don't think about, like obesity or accelerating the aging process, an inability to heal from wounds or surgeries or illness. There is, and the way that stress is compounded, you know, like let's say one night's sleep, maybe you could get away with, but
right.
Missing two nights' sleep, even one night's sleep a week, if you think about it, that's 1 out of 7, you know, that's a lot. That's 2, you know, 1 out of 7's a lot. That's nearly 3 out of 20 nights' sleep lost, and that could really impact, you know, let's say it impacts 5 or 6 additional days. You're now getting 50% of your life impacted by your inability to sleep.
Absolutely, and I don't know if everyone knows this, but when you sleep, that's when your body has time to heal, to rejuvenate itself, to renew itself. You know, cleansing reactions take place, you know, during the night, and so if we're not getting that restful sleep, it really can impact our health in ways that we're not even thinking of. Yeah, sure, we're drowsy, maybe we're unfocused the next day at work, or, you know, we're yawning and tired all the time, but it's really a detriment to our health, you know, much more than just being a bit drowsy.
Exactly, and what's really funny is that there are really 3 major reasons why people don't sleep well. And, you know, we're going to discuss each of them, and we're going to try to help people figure out which one is specific to them, which one applies in their life. And then we're going to give them sort of a battle plan in a way, where it's not officially a battle plan, but it's sort of a battle plan, because we're going to give you some advice of what you could do if you're affected by one of these conditions and one of these reasons why, you know, insomnia is in your life. And I've found that when people get this advice, the first thing is they feel empowered. It's like, wow, now I understand.
Exactly. And once you understand something, that's the first step to doing something about it and making a change.
I couldn't have said it. Yeah, that's exactly what I would recommend, is that people first understand it, and then all of a sudden they feel like they could control it. Feel like you don't understand something, it's really hard to feel like you're going to control it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Well, let me quickly give kind of a definition of what we're talking about. We're talking about insomnia, and a definition of insomnia is the inability to sleep or not being able to sleep for a long enough period of time to rejuvenate your body. So that's what, like as I was mentioning before, with all this rejuvenation takes place, just because you may be in the bed for 6 or 7 or 8 hours, if you're not asleep long enough to rejuvenate your body, you still may have insomnia and may not even know it. And most of the time when you go to your doctor, what they're going to do is say, well, let me put you on some drugs. Let me prescribe some perhaps sleeping pills, or let me prescribe antidepressants because you have too much stress in your life, or perhaps maybe even muscle relaxants. And as we know, as we've talked about before on these calls, pharmaceutical drugs are something that we want to stay away from as much as possible because they are highly addictive, they have toxic residue, and have many side effects on the body. So what we would like to do, what Dave and I believe in, is we would like to offer people some natural alternatives to these drugs and to, like Dave said, we're going to try to help you understand the reasons why you're not getting a good, restful, rejuvenating night's sleep.
Exactly, exactly.
So I know, Dave, you've been researching this and talking to people, interviewing, you know, for years and years, and so you've put some things together. So why don't we jump right into it, and why don't we talk about those three major causative factors, if you will, that, you know, lead to insomnia. And one of them, if we want to call it, and I'll let you elaborate, but perhaps the toss and turn syndrome. And I think everybody can kind of relate to what I'm talking about.
You know what's crazy is, like, everybody talks about how comfortable or soft a bed is. What's really important is how comfortable and soft your body is.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds crazy.
It sounds crazy. Nobody thinks about that.
Yeah, see, your body needs to be relaxed. It needs to be supple, and your muscles need to be not tense, and they need to be in what's called, your muscles have two sort of modes, and there's the potassium cycle, and that's where your muscles are ready to fire. That's where you can move quickly. Your reactions are fast, and you're strong. And then there's the sodium cycle, and that's when you're sort of retaining water. You're retaining a lot of magnesium, and the muscles are relaxing. And in this mode, you really are supple. Like, if you even feel your flesh, it's not feeling tight, you know. And in the evening, that's the way you're supposed to be. And that allows you to then relax, and in that relaxed mode, fall asleep. And that's when your bed is most comfortable, is when you are actually most comfortable. So when you're soft and comfortable, like I said, then your bed is also going to be more comfortable. It isn't going to help if you sleep on a plank.
Did you say you're sleeping on a plane?
No, on a plank.
Oh, on a plank.
Yeah, really hard. But you know, assuming that you have a moderately soft bed, then it's really the condition of your body that matters. And so we're going to address this whole issue of the potassium-sodium cycle. And should we do that now, or should we go down the list and then sort of come back and revisit?
Yeah, why don't we go down the list, and we'll give the list, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about each one a little bit more in depth.
Perfect.
So the second issue that we wanted to address and hope we can bring some understanding to is circadian rhythms and the lack of melatonin to help create these circadian rhythms.
Exactly, and I know that a lot of people have heard of that. Remember those old biorhythm machines?
Right, you know, exactly.
Well, biorhythms really do exist. Whether those machines were able to measure them is still open for debate.
Right.
Any more than the mood ring, but still, the bottom line is that in the body there are biorhythms, and part of your biorhythm matrix, if you would, is a circadian rhythm. And the circadian rhythm is that really tight biorhythm, and the tighter that biorhythm, then the better that you sleep. It's your deep sleep, or REM sleep, which stands for rapid eye movement, which is associated with the, you know, rapid fluttering of the eyes as you enter this state of sleep. And is this a good time to talk about how many hours of sleep are good to have, or do we save that also? Because it sort of has to do with the whole explanation of this.
Let's sure throw it in.
Okay. The deep REM sleep usually should last about 2 hours a night.
Uh-huh.
And it takes about 2 hours to get into deep REM sleep and about 2 hours to properly out of deep REM sleep.
Uh-huh.
And so if you're really efficient in your sleep, if you have enough melatonin in your body, then 6 hours sleep is the maximum that you'll need to completely rejuvenate your body. And a lot of people stay in bed for 8 hours and never feel rejuvenated.
Right. I know that. Well, I don't usually get 8 hours, but on the weekend if I do, I still don't feel rejuvenated sometimes. But I think my main cause is number three on the list, and that's the inner chattering. Sometimes my mind, and I know so many people can relate to this, your mind just goes and goes and goes thinking about, you know, your personal problems, your job stress, you know, how, you know, you need to clean your house or pay your bills or do this, or do this, or do this, and making these mental lists and just going over and over and over things in your head. And that is something that I definitely have a personal issue with, and it definitely keeps me up at night, or even when I wake up, say, in the middle of the night or early in the wee hours of the morning, my mind is just churning. So I know that inner chattering is definitely a causative factor.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny, like, some people keep going over a list in their head of things that they don't want to forget the next day.
Right.
And then they wake up so tired they can't remember anything.
Can't remember anything. Yes. That has been me before.
And some people, like, they have this, like, a merry-go-round issue. That's one that you get off on one place and you get off on another, but it's still spinning, so you just keep getting on and getting off at different points. And eventually you've gone around the wheel probably 100 times, but you never really went anywhere. And that could be, in my mind, that could be the issues that are affecting your life. You know, I wonder what so-and-so thinks about me. Oh, it's not right for them to have that strong of an opinion about me. Oh, what do I care? Oh, I wonder what other people think about what so-and-so thinks about what so-and-so thinks. And we could really get ourselves caught up in this, you know, inner chattering that's very, you know, it's not a sign of being healthy. You know, it really is you know, contributes to illness because you worry too much. And some people really do worry too much, and all they need is to change this rhythm in their body, another type of rhythm, and that rhythm could be changed through vibrational products like flower remedies. And we love to talk about those, and we will in the future. So there's a different approach for every category of insomnia, whether it be, you know, the potassium sodium cycle, whether it be the lack of melatonin and circadian rhythm activity, or whether it be the inner chattering. There is and are multiple reasons why people don't sleep, and we again will break them down a little bit more and give some recommendations as to what you could actually do about it.
Yeah, well, let's do that. Actually, let's go back to that toss and turn syndrome, if you will, and tell us a little bit more in depth about that potassium sodium cycle, and what supplements or what foods we can eat, how that affects it, and maybe what supplements we can add into our diets to help balance out that potassium sodium cycle.
Well, the potassium sodium cycle is it's very, very important for a lot of reasons in your body. And the first reason, Amy, I think, is because we need to have energy during the day. And, Amy, you used to work at a health food store, and weren't, like, certain things like, what was that K product? It was like something.
Oh,
like,
Bio-K is what it was.
Yeah, Bio-K. And mm-hmm. A lot of potassium products were on the market because they were supposed to, quote, give you energy, right?
Right.
And it's because potassium, when it's in your cells, in the intercellular fluid, it does. It makes your muscles fire, makes your reactions faster, gives you sort of a energized feeling. But the thing is that your body has a rhythm, and the intercellular fluid changes from a potassium-rich fluid to a sodium-rich fluid as the night falls, as the sun sets. We're triggered, and as the sun goes down in the sky, then our bodies are triggered to have more sodium chemical reactions, and so sodium enters the cellular fluid and pushes the potassium out. And so at that time, we retain more moisture. Amy, you know that a lot of times if you're an athlete or you're in the sun, they give you a salt pill, supposedly to help your body keep more water, right, retain more moisture, right?
Right.
And and so what the reason, you know, why they do that is because sodium actually causes your body to hold on to water, and that is going to make you supple. Extra water in your body is going to make you sort of, you know, heavier. It's going to make your body settle into the bed a little more. It's going to make you, it's why you weigh more at night than you do in the morning, because at night you're holding all this water. In the morning, you have more potassium in your cells, and So you will lose a lot of water weight during you will lose a lot of water weight during during the time that you are taking during the time that you are sweating and during the time that you're taking potassium supplements, and you will obviously retain water weight the more sodium that you hold on to. But the balance is, the key is that during the daytime, in the morning, you will have an abundance of potassium in your cells, and in the evening you'll have an abundance of sodium. Now there's something else really important that this triggers, and what it triggers is you are going to be getting a a relaxed bowel, and the digestive action that happens in your intestines is going to cause the food that you had eaten during that day, the final waste, to flow down into through the small intestine and then the large intestine down into the bowel, and all of this water is going to lubricate that. It's going to allow it to flow down easily. Because it's supple and relaxed and larger, it's going to happen very easily, and so the waste flows down into the bowel. Now in the morning, when potassium dominates the cellular fluid, then all the muscles contract again, and when they contract, it squeezes that area, and that allows you in the morning to eliminate waste. And you should have a morning, you should go to the toilet first thing in the morning, or very close to first thing in the morning, if you are having a proper potassium sodium cycle in your body. And with that potassium comes the morning energy, the waking up. And here's the funny thing, Amy. You ever wonder, how do you wake up from sleeping?
I don't know. I do wonder that. What, the sun or your kids or your dog?
No, because you could be in a dark room and still wake up.
Some people do have that, quote, like inner clock, you know. They just wake up all on their own. They don't need the alarm. And then others need that alarm to ring 20 times, or need the dog to jump on them or lick on them or whatever.
Exactly. And the reason why is because their bodies are not in the proper rhythm. Because what happens is, remember how the sodium helps you settle into your bed and
really
relax?
Right.
Well, the potassium does the opposite. So when the potassium starts entering into your cells, your muscles tighten up, and you're not comfortable anymore. You're no longer comfortably sleeping, and so you start to toss and turn, and that's what wakes you up.
So it's time to get up now.
Yeah, so the potassium enters your cells and basically causes your muscles to start to fire. All of a sudden, you're no longer settled comfortably into your bed, and you go, oh, I think I should get out of bed, you know, and that should be natural. You should just jump up out of bed. Well, not necessarily, but you should, you know, get out of bed with a feeling of, wow, it's the morning time, time to start the day. And, you know, not yippee-ki-yay or whatever, but but you gotta at least want to feel that way. You know, it's no good to wake up needing a cup of coffee to start your day. And so it really is nice when your potassium-sodium cycle is working properly, because it helps with your elimination, helps with your deep sleep, helps with feeling rested, and that rejuvenates your entire body. And there's nothing better than feeling really rejuvenated. The difference could be life and death in one instance, or just the quality of life, and you wish you were dead in another.
Exactly. Well, why don't we move on, and then we'll kind of cover maybe the supplements all at the end of like how we can recommend that you achieve a better...
Yeah, we'll get back to that. We'll circle back. That's a great idea.
Okay, so why don't we move on and talk a little bit more in depth about the circadian rhythms, the melatonin, how that contributes to a deep, restful REM sleep.
Well, we know that hormones are really important in our body.
Hormones are really powerful.
I heard. And so, men and women both have hormones. I mean, and they can be very constructive. They could also be destructive, depending upon which hormone is reacting for what reason. And stress hormones are the worst. Your body produces stress hormones, and bad stuff happens to your body. Your cells break down, you retain fat, you can't sleep, and things like that. But there's also good hormones, for sure. And one of the best hormones is called melatonin. Wouldn't you say, Amy, of all the hormones, that's one of the most important?
Exactly.
And melatonin isn't just about sleeping, you know. Melatonin has a lot to do, people don't realize, melatonin is a heck of an antioxidant. It is a hormonal antioxidant. And Amy, you and I have talked for years about some antioxidants are enzymes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some are protein, you know, configurations, you know, like whether it be proteolytic enzymes or digestive enzymes, it might even be, you know, those defend the body, but mostly the antioxidant enzymes like superoxide dismutase, transhydrogenase, fatty acid oxidase, peroxidase, cytochrome oxidase, and a whole long list of others, those actually are antioxidants, but they're enzymes. Then we have antioxidant vitamins, obviously, you know, your beta carotene, your vitamin C, and things like that. Well, you also have antioxidant hormones, and none is stronger than melatonin.
Melatonin, exactly.
Yeah. What is your favorite study about melatonin? I've talked about it a few times.
Is it the one in conjunction with the aloe?
Yes, the breast, how aloe vera and melatonin work together to reduce the risk of breast cancer significantly in a pretty reputable study. It came from Tel Aviv University. It was a very long-term study, and they showed that you could dramatically reduce the rate of breast cancer when you take melatonin and aloe vera simultaneously, because aloe vera polysaccharides suspend melatonin in blood serum for a very long period of time. Now, so melatonin is also protective against cancer. It is not just about sleeping, and that's something that people didn't know until just recently, that melatonin as an antioxidant was just as important as melatonin as that hormonal stimulant to deep REM sleep. And so, so clearly, when you have enough melatonin suspended in your blood serum, then you are going to have deep sleep and a very strong immune system. And so that's a strong case for this hormone called melatonin. And your body produces melatonin naturally. It just like all hormones, your body manufactures it. But unfortunately, when we have a poor diet and we have a lot of stress hormones cancel out melatonin. And so what you need to do is you need to reduce stress hormones. And when we talk about how to directly change your life if you're affected by one of these, then we'll get into that. But the bottom line is more melatonin is good, and your body produces it, but you need to help your body out a little bit by reducing the stress hormones and some other ways that we'll talk about in just a little bit. But let's get on to number three.
Right. Well, let's talk about, like, the inner chattering. What can we do to, you know, clear our mind? because some of us, we just can't get these things off of our mind.
Yeah, inner chattering. Let's go ahead and address our little battle plan for this, okay? Inner chattering is the simplest one of these, really, in my opinion, to understand, because we all do it.
Right.
Everybody out there is going, oh, yeah,
written
stuff over in my mind over and over. It might have been about my job interview tomorrow. It might be, what am I going to tell my wife? It might be, how am I going to tell my kid that, that I'm disappointed in them because they didn't get the grades? There's a lot of reasons why people think over and over in their head, you know, and the main thing is you got to understand it's natural, but it also is very destructive. It's part of our fast-paced society. It's part of the new reality. And what's really important to note is that there's things that you could do about it. And Amy, why don't you start out and talk about how just something as simple as exercising and how exercise is a great time to do all of that inner chattering. It's a great time to do, you know, the thinking and get a benefit at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I find that helps me a lot to do some type of cardiovascular activity, or like walking, or, you know, if you go to the gym on the treadmill or the elliptical machine, and to really sweat. It seems like you can really think these things through and kind of get rid of them during that period of exercise. So I definitely think that you need to exercise your muscles like you're exercising your mind, and kind of like balance the two, because for so many of us that work at desks or some computers all day, we're not getting that much physical activity, but we have all these mental things going on. So you need to create that kind of balance. or otherwise you're going to have that mental, that inner chattering all the time. So I definitely recommend a cardiovascular workout or walking or something like that is a great way to kind of shut up that inner chattering.
Now, you've also told me, Amy, that like when you're like exercising, there's a lot more oxygen in your brain. You're thinking more clearly.
Absolutely.
Like you seem to be able to figure things out without so much mental confusion. At night, you're tired. There's no oxygen in your brain. You know, it's a really bad time to try to figure stuff out.
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, but you want to be careful and not exercise too close to your bedtime, because as Dave just mentioned, you do have all that oxygen moving through your body, and then that is an energy enhancer,
mm-hmm.
and so you're not ready to necessarily relax and go right to sleep. So just be careful the time of day that you choose to do your cardio activity.
Now, I'm going to add one to our list of the holistic recommendations, and this is one that works for so many people, Amy, and that is getting a tablet and putting it next to your bedstand. And the minute you write down that thing you don't want to forget,
right.
Oh, my goodness, it feels so good.
It does. Exactly, exactly.
Now, me and Amy are freaks, I know, because
right,
we're both sitting here going, that does feel great, doesn't it? Because you stop thinking about it. But if you don't, it could drive you crazy.
Crazy. Absolutely. Definitely. So also, yoga or meditation is a great way to relax and kind of kill off that inner chattering as well. Learning, discipline techniques like that will definitely
like a
help.
Meditative breathing, something mm-hmm. that slows down the heart rate, you know, something that calms you down, slows down. You know, I think that that's a very, very good idea. You know what works for me, and I don't know if this works for other people, but if I have a good book, right, all I have to do, I mean, it takes, you're doing two things at once. You're taking your mind off of your problems. And you're also, especially if it's a book about self-improvement, you're going to bed with some positive thoughts. And then the last thing is, I get tired reading. My eyes get tired, and I got to close them.
Exactly. So you're kind of doing a couple of things in one shot.
Yes. And to me, that feels good. But I think our number one recommendation is going to be, clearly, the Bach Flower Remedies that we call Formula Number 16, or Stress X. And could I take a minute, Amy, to give some background information
sure.
about Dr. Bach and just how amazing his work was?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Dr. Bach lived 100 years ago, and he was in England, and he cared for the richest of the rich, the upper echelon of society. And he noticed something, that all the parties he went to over the course of years, now remember, he treated everybody, and they came and told him their secrets, their family secrets, their, you know, skeletons in the closet, all that. He knew everything about everybody. And, of course, he kept it confidential. But he also kept records of how they felt and when they felt good, when they felt bad, why they felt good, why they felt bad. And he noticed something really amazing, that in the springtime, when the countryside in England is just crazy with wildflowers and with gardens full of flowers, that people came to him and everybody seemed to be in better moods in the springtime. He thought, well, it's just because it's warm now. But then he wanted to do an experiment because he noticed something really crazy, that some people who had a similar, let's say, emotional background, they were carrying the same emotional baggage in a way, that when they went through the azaleas, they felt a certain way. And so they always took their time to go through the patches of azaleas because it made them feel so good, even if it was a little longer route. And some people liked the way that this flower made them feel, and others liked the way that that flower made them feel. So he went out to the flowers, and he pulled the leaves, the petals off of them, and he soaked them in water, clarified water, in the midday sun, and then he stored the water and let it evaporate, and then he stored concentrated water with what he felt was the essence of the flowers in it. And then in the wintertime, when people started complaining about their seasonal ills and ailments and sadnesses and anxieties, fears and troubles, he would give them specific water that had been infused with certain flowers. And eventually he did over 1,000 case studies. Eventually he hit upon the exact flower that worked to relieve the exact type of anxiety. Well, later in his life, before he died, he learned to compound flowers, and he had a master remedy. And it was a combination of five flowers that seemed to be effective at reducing all types of stress. And that's the one that we offered to you, Dr. Bach's master formula. Now, in case you think this is mumbo jumbo, these products are in GAP. That's the generally accepted pharmacopoeia. They have been clinically studied and are used by doctors across Europe. Again, generally accepted pharmacopoeia is the same as our physician's desk reference in Europe. So this isn't hocus pocus and it's not voodoo science. This is real stuff, and you only need to use these products to know that they are real stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. We've gotten amazing testimonials with people using the number 16. Also, Dave has a great testimonial. I've used it. It's wonderful, and we highly recommend that everyone have a box of number 16 at home with them. And so when you're having these times of stressful periods or these times of the inner chattering, take some, and it definitely will help relax and get you through those extra stressful times in your life.
No doubt, and I'll be honest with you that when I first heard about these products, I didn't believe that they worked. When I tried the products, I knew for the first time in my life that I would be able to overcome some of my greatest challenges, because some of my greatest challenges, like everybody's, are emotional. And these are truly emotional healing products, and I think that they're going to help you, along with proper nutrition and a positive mental attitude, to accomplish anything that you desire in your life. I know that they've been very instrumental for me. I always keep them within a hand's reach. I don't use them that often, but I'm telling you, knowing that they're there and knowing the way that they help relieve stress at a moment's notice is very, very comforting. And they are completely non-drug, no side effects, do not change your free will in any way. You're you. You're just, I hope, a better you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, another supplement that we recommend that can also help relieve stress, elevate your mood, as well as give you minerals and trace minerals, is the Ionic Elements, which is the trace mineral and the magnesium product that we have in Platinum Health Products. So, Dave, do you want to tell us a little bit how the Ionic Elements can help with the quest to not have insomnia?
Yeah, well, one thing we talked about is the importance of magnesium to help relieve muscle tension and muscle aching, headaches, and other type of, I guess you could call it, just anything having to do with musculature. A lot of people don't realize that headaches are exacerbated by the tightening of the muscles in and around, you know, your neck, your shoulders, and of course your head. And so magnesium is responsible for the involuntary muscle reactions, the sympathetic muscle reactions, the ones that happen without us having to think about them, the ones that happen as a result of influences that are strictly physiological and metabolic and have nothing to do at all with our, you know, us being able to tell our body to do them. Although we can tell ourselves to blink, when we blink, most of the time it's in reaction to our bodies needing to lubricate our eyeballs or to protect ourselves from an incoming object or something along those lines. So magnesium controls all of those reactions, and magnesium also allows our muscles to relax. And by allowing our muscles to relax, they definitely help in many ways in our ability to sleep, sink into the bed, feel comfortable, and get proper sleep.
That would be a product that would help address the toss and turn syndrome that we talked about as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That is, we're definitely talking now about that, you know, toss and turn, the inability to feel comfortable no matter what position you start putting pillows in and around and above, and sleeping on your stomach, sleeping on your back, sleeping on your side. And really, this is where they give you muscle relaxants, and those are so highly addictive. I really believe that just, you know, getting that magnesium into your body and getting that sodium, the cell salts, into your body, and that comes from having foods that are both, you got to understand, a lot of foods, they need to be rich in potassium and sodium, and your body will know when and where to use them. You know, your body definitely will know when and where to use the potassium and the sodium. Now, if you have a product, a food with a lot of sugar and a lot of potassium, then you may feel energy from the sugar and attribute it to the potassium. But your body will definitely know when and where to use sodium and potassium. So, so that having been said, in addition to the ionic elements, which is rich in magnesium, you also have to remember that green foods are rich in the abundance of minerals and alkalizing factors, and that the bottom line is that when you have green foods in your body, then your muscles really, the potassium-sodium cycle works far more effectively. And at the beginning, you cannot have a green drink later, like you can only have a green drink, let's say, when you wake up, and again at 2 to 3 o'clock. After you've been having green drinks for a while, you could actually have a third green drink in the after-dinner hours without it, keeping you from being able to get to sleep. So we find that green foods are excellent at balancing potassium and sodium, and combined with the ionic elements, I think, is a great 1-2 punch, and we could actually call that, we call that our nutritional battle plan for insomnia and for the toss and turn syndrome would be ionic elements and an abundance of green foods.
Exactly. Well, now let's kind of talk about the two heavy hitters, if you will, in regard to sleep. And we're going to talk about the melatonin, the circadian rhythms, as well as providing the potassium. And that would be the cherry juice concentrate, and then in conjunction with it, the aloe vera concentrate, because the aloe vera and the study that you mentioned earlier actually helps the body assimilate the melatonin much more effectively than just taking the cherry by itself or just taking melatonin by itself. So they're very synergistic products. So would you like to talk to us about those kind of as a group?
Absolutely. I'm glad that you do discuss them almost like a tandem, because as it relates to so many things, I can't remember recommending the cherry without having to mention the aloe,
Exactly.
Because after reading that study, I mean, it's just amazing to note that, you could take a natural food, which is the tart cherry concentrate, and you will get a dose of melatonin that is substantial. It is not a little bit, it is a lot. And melatonin is a powerful hormone. It's a powerful antioxidant. It's very rare to find it in food. Very rare
right.
to find it in food. It's very rare to find it anywhere except for produced by your body, right?
Exactly.
So the tart cherry concentrate, let's face it, if it didn't have melatonin, it would still be amazing for its ellagic acid, for its parallel alcohol, for the isoquerotin and the queratin, for the amazing ORAC rating, the oxygen radical absorbance, its ability to neutralize free radicals. If it didn't have melatonin, it would be still among, and I didn't even mention the anti-inflammatory proanthocyanidins. So without melatonin, tart cherry would be still perhaps the most potent food on earth. With melatonin, I can't see how anybody could not have that food in their life, because we've shown it to be protective against cancer risk, and we've shown it to be a natural source of the most important hormone that allows you to get the most important aspect of life. We spend 1/3 of our life in bed, they say. Let's say we spend 25% of our life in bed. Well, that 25% is the tail that wags the dog, because if you don't get that 25%, the other 75% doesn't mean nothing.
Exactly. Absolutely. Said very well.
It's the truth if you stop and think about it. I mean, yeah, you may spend 75% of your life awake, but if you don't get that 25-35% of sleep.
Exactly. That 75% is miserable.
Yes.
And can make life miserable for those around you.
What are you trying to say?
No.
I haven't been getting as much sleep as I should, but I'm trying to keep it on the positive side.
Yeah, I know. So we hope that, that is some good advice to incorporate the cherry to incorporate the aloe with the cherry. You know, get on a green food. Have that green food 2 or 3 times a day. Get on the ionic elements. You can mix it in with your green drink. You can mix it in with your cherry and aloe drink. And have the Stress X handy when you're having a, you know, an extra stressful, you know, period in your life. And we really think that that can make a difference in your sleep patterns, your ability to get over the insomnia, you know, periods that you may be having. You also mentioned, Dave, when we were talking earlier, some foods that you may want to avoid at certain times of the day, or some foods that you may want to incorporate. So you mentioned about high potassium foods like bananas and potatoes, and that we actually should not have those late at night. Is that correct?
Yeah, you definitely, the thing about bananas and potatoes is they're more morning foods. I prefer to have those, let's say noon. And if you have to eat, you know, potatoes, I'm not a big potato fan, but heck, I've had them for breakfast many times. Mm-hmm. So I like red potatoes or new potatoes, and I like them to be, you know, cooked in coconut oil or baked, but definitely potatoes are okay with me if you eat the right type and at the right time. Potatoes are really, really rich in potassium. In fact, a half a potato has more potassium than the average potassium supplement found at your health food store. And so a lot of people don't realize that. A lot of times we put a lot of butter and, you know, sour cream and cheese on your baked potato. Now I'm not digging it so much. What are some of the cool things that we've put on baked potatoes, Amy, that made them taste good? I know I've liked something like Worcestershire sauce, actually. I like it. I've seen you put coconut oil on it, a little bit of garlic salt, a little bit of onion salt, some salt and pepper, not garlic salt and onion salt, sorry, like a little bit of garlic powder, onion powder, and then a little bit of sea salt. It also is good. What are some of your favorite toppings that are on the low-cal side? Italian dressing, maybe? I know we've used balsamic before.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, you could even, like, stuff it with vegetables, or stuff it with, like, chili beans.
That's
like
right.
Like kidney beans or something like that, you know, is mm-hmm. also a good way.
Yeah,
but as we were saying, you don't want to have the potatoes after a certain time of day because they do contribute too much potassium, which is going to put the muscles into firing mode instead of relaxation mode. And again, the same with bananas. You don't want to have that much potassium late at night when you're trying to relax, when you don't necessarily want the muscles into firing mode. So bananas are a great morning food.
Did I digress on potatoes a little too long? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
The other thing I want to remind you is that those potassium-rich foods are great to have in the morning. And I get the question a lot of times, Amy, do you say to take the cherry just before you go to sleep, just before you go to bed? But it is rich.
That has a lot of potassium.
Uh-huh. You're not going to have mashed potatoes or a banana. I'm sorry, you're not going to have potatoes or a banana just before you go to bed because they have all that fiber and all that starch and sugar. The potato will have a lot of starch, and clearly, you know, the banana is going to have a lot of bulk in it as well. That's going to cause your digestive tract to be working. It's better to take the cherry at night. The potassium will be prepared in your body to fire in the morning, and that'll be part of your proper potassium-sodium cycle. So no problem with taking the cherry. You don't take it at dinner time because it actually might then affect you. But if you take it before you go to bed, then that potassium won't be in your system for several hours, and it'll be right at the right time when it's supposed to be.
Awesome. That pretty much wraps up the content that we had prepared for tonight. Is there anything else you'd like to add kind of in summary?
I would like to just remind people that this is a huge problem, and that, you know, with the advice we've given you here, we're hoping that a lot of you are going to find relief from that problem. We don't give medical advice. Amy and I do not profess to be doctors. Amy has years and years of experience. I would say close to 16, you know, years of experience, both working at a health food store, working in procurement and manufacturing of the world's highest quality nutritional products for this company, for over 10 years, and so I personally have a few more years than her. I'm at 20 years now of experience in this industry, and you know, a lot of interest before that. So between us, we've got, you know, a few years under our belt, and we are using that knowledge that we've gathered together, and we want to share it with you, and we want to give you access to products that will change your lives. We have a goal of improving the quality of your life and to letting you live a long life free from disease the way that God intended, the way that nature, you know, provides. And sometimes we get a little separated from that promise. Sometimes we get a little separated from that. I have to special thanks to Amy. She loses sleep a lot because she's so dedicated. She will work throughout the night. She will get up, as she did in this past week alone, worked through the night, got up at 4 in the morning, worked until 11 at night. She literally has dedicated herself to all of you in ways that you just can't imagine. So you guys have dedicated yourselves to us in the way that you tune into these calls, the way that you share them with other people, the way that you're taking this knowledge and moving forward. And so I guess I'm most proud of the fact that we're offering you a wide range of holistic options that will help you to improve your life. And with a really sincere and true thanks to all of you, and perhaps especially to Amy, who does an amazing job day after day. A lot of times I am out in the spotlight, I'm giving lectures, I'm, you know, being Mr. Know-It-All. I just want all of you to know that Amy is really, really there, making the wheels spin, and without her, it would stop. So,
well, thank you. I appreciate that a lot. So let me give the replay line number one more time before we open it up for some questions. If you'd like to re-access this information or share it with a friend or family member, you can do so by calling tomorrow 212-461-8911. Also, you can log on to our website, click on the education tab. You can download the call or play it right there on your computer. Or if we have your email address on file, we will email you out a web link, and you can just click on that, play it right there on your computer, or you can forward that email on to anyone that you think might appreciate this information. So again, please share the information if you would like, and thank you, Dave, again, for all the great insight into this, and I hope that we all get some better night's sleep. But
definitely.
Let's go ahead and open up the line and see if we have any questions tonight. We can take maybe about five minutes of questions. Okay, any questions out there tonight?
Yes, I have a question.
Okay, sure, please go ahead.
With the cherry, I just actually bought some, and I haven't taken any of it yet, but you were saying you could take that at night to help you sleep, and you take it with aloe vera or something?
Absolutely.
How do you take it, and, you know, should you mix it with anything, or just take it, you know, raw by itself? Or?
Well, I take 2 tablespoons of the cherry, which is an ounce. That's what we recommend on the label, and mix it with about 8 ounces of water, and then I mix about a teaspoon of aloe vera in with that, and I drink it about 30 minutes before I go to bed.
About 30, okay.
About 20, 30 minutes, I usually drink it, then I go in and brush my teeth, clean my face, do all that stuff, get ready for bed.
Now, if you don't take it with aloe vera, is it that much less effective? Or?
Well, it's still an amazing product. I mean, absolutely an amazing product.
I'm sorry that I'm so enthusiastic about using it with aloe vera that I don't mean to discourage anyone who doesn't. That's probably
my
bad.
Yeah, I mean, it still has all the wonderful benefits, just that there have been studies that the aloe vera can help the uptake of the nutrient, can help the uptake of the melatonin, and so that's why it's so synergistic. But you can absolutely take the cherry, you know, on its own.
So what do you take it with 8 ounces of water, and then you take the aloe vera, and you just drink that?
Just squirt it right in? Just put it right in to go?
Oh, you can mix them both, I got you.
Yeah, exactly. And the aloe vera is a little bitter tasting, and so putting it in with the cherry just covers it right up.
Yeah, I know. I know what it smells like.
Yeah, it smells weird.
It's the strongest aloe vera available in the world. I personally, I just squirt it right into my mouth and gargle with it. Okay. But I'm, you know.
That's the best.
Really? So what is it? So after you take that, it'll make you get into that REM sleep better. Is that what it is?
That's right. Yeah.
Well,
we get star 6.
Quick announcement. If you're not going to ask a question, if you could please hit star 6 on your phone and that will cut out any background noise that may be coming from your environment. That'd be awesome. Thank you.
Well, do we have any other questions out there?
Yeah, I have a question.
Go right ahead.
Okay, go ahead, please.
The 15 gram of sugar. Seeing that it's 15 grams of sugar, isn't that take in the morning because you have all that sugar before you go to sleep?
No, actually, believe it or not, when sugar comes from a natural food and has a lot of soluble fiber that is part of the fruit, it really is 15 grams of sugar from cherry isn't that much. If you realize that the tart cherry has recently in a published study been shown to actually control blood sugar levels, to actually control blood glucose levels, it stops insulin resistance. And so, as strange as it may seem, the sugar in cherry is actually good for you and shouldn't be measured the same as free sugars that you find in, let's say, a soda pop or in candy. It's just simply not the same.
Okay.
Yeah, try taking it at night. You'll really feel a difference. I mean, get a really restful, peaceful sleep.
6 hours, you'll feel better than any 8 hours you've ever slept.
Exactly.
I got a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Question, please.
David, you and especially for Amy. Amy, you had shared with us that you at one time was having problems in the digestive area. What exactly did you do for that?
The Enzyme Advantage, Advanced Probiotic have been excellent for me. The more green drinks I do, the better kind of thing. But definitely the Enzyme, definitely the probiotic I would recommend for sure. And then do at least 2 to 3 green drinks a day.
And don't be afraid to, let's say get a series of colonics followed by, some fasting. There's a lot of ways that you could take, and using the things like the daily fiber.
Daily fiber blend is also
phenomenal.
A really good one.
Okay.
Phenomenal.
All right, I'll take those.
If you take the daily fiber blend and the coconut oil, that will really help with parasites. And a lot of times, parasites contribute to those conditions.
Right.
Yeah. So, enzymes, probiotics, the daily fiber blend, and the coconut oil, and you're going to be addressing a lot of issues as it relates to digestive disorders.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Question, please.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Please go ahead.
I have been reading here of late about vitamin K2. Being good for detoxifying, and it comes in green products. What might be the best green products that contains K2, the vitamin K2, and whether or not it detoxifies or whether it cleans the system or whatever?
Well, it basically contributes
about
to
natto product by the Japanese. Fermented. It's a fermented.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. I'm familiar with that product.
Pardon?
I'm familiar with that product. Green
is
food.
Natto, is that a good product for detoxifying?
Yeah, I'll address both of those questions. So you want to know about vitamin K2 detoxification and also about natto, right?
That's right, please.
No worries. Natto is, in my opinion, a product that can be used for people who have cancer. I've seen it recommended and I've seen it work, so I'm not going to say, don't have anything bad to say about it. I don't know about it for detoxification, and I definitely have recommended, green foods for a number of years, and been telling people that it does not interfere in, with any of the blood thinning medications, that it has, it has an amazing ability to increase circulation, but does not, contribute to, or it helps with the blood coagulation, but it also helps the circulation, which is very unusual for any food to benefit in both ways. Does not interfere with Coumadin in any way. And so green foods are phenomenal at detoxification. There's nothing, in my opinion, better than green foods for detoxification. And it may be attributable to K2. It may be attributable to, you know, a number of other factors like the natural enzymes and probiotics, the alkalizing, the oxygenating, the increasing of circulation. There's a lot of reasons why, but green foods definitely are my favorite detoxifier. And milk thistle, of course, if you're talking about the liver, it's not something that we offer, but it's something you could also consider as a alternative to, let's say, you know, any of these much harsher detoxifying regimens that people put you through. But go to our website, look at our fast, and I think that if you want to detoxify, do a modified version of our fast or follow it to the letter. It's totally up to you, but you will never, in my opinion, feel better than when you do some type of fasting for detoxification. And our anabolic fast is, in my opinion, a phenomenal tool to accomplish that. So thank you for your questions. And does anybody else have a question out there? Any other questions out there?
Yes, I have a question.
Okay, go ahead, please.
I'd like to know if the master amino complex would interfere with sleeping if I take it late at night, because I seem to get hungry late in the evening before I go to bed, and I try not to eat.
Amy, do you want to tackle that one?
I don't think so. I don't see that it would cause a problem at all with sleeping. Do you, Dave? Dave?
Oh, sorry. I think that my phone went out for a second.
I said I don't see that would be a problem at all. We're interfering with sleep to take the master amino.
No, I wouldn't. And here's the thing: the master aminos actually do affect muscle cramping. They reduce muscle cramping. It could actually help you to sleep better to take the master aminos.
Right. So yeah, no, I think that would be a great way to try to satiate the hunger and not go, you know, snack on something you shouldn't, you know, in the middle of the night or right before you go to bed.
Absolutely. Now, most proteins you would never take at night, and the reason why is because you don't have proteolytic enzymes and you don't have the necessary digestive bile to handle protein later in the evening. However, the master aminos certainly are the exception. Do we have any other questions out there?
Oh, one more question?
Sure.
Oh, I had read an interesting article with the restless leg syndrome saying that people who are low in iron or anemic have that problem and have worse problems. And I believe you mentioned one time, I think it's chlorella helps with anemia.
You're absolutely right. This is why the green foods, and chlorella is the most potent for helping with anemia, this is why the green foods are so vitally important, along with the mineral products, which are, you know, a lot of the structures of hemoglobin, which is the lack of hemoglobin is the reason for anemia. And so that's a really nice observation. I'm glad that you made it. So, yes, green foods and chlorella in particular really help build the red blood cells, which reverse anemia and could be very helpful for restless leg syndrome.
I just came across that the other day. I thought it was interesting. And then should we have, you know, avoid foods high in potassium? Should we have foods with magnesium or sodium closer to the evening?
You can, absolutely.
What would be foods high in magnesium?
Green foods, vegetables are the highest in magnesium. But all your vegetables are gonna be, you know, very helpful.
Thank you.
Yes, hello. I just have one question.
Sure.
Okay. First of all, a really quick statement. It seems like somebody on the line already took your cherry.
Yeah, see?
Now, I just want to know.
Sounds like he's right, Dave.
I don't want to be known as the cure for insomnia.
So, no, the question was, in light of the recent news, I don't know if you heard about the individual that was quarantined with a danger strain of tuberculosis. So what
correct.
Do you say? What
after
you,
flying across the country a couple of times, which is brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think we can do to protect ourselves or strengthen
our... Immunomax. Immunomax and coconut oil.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
Well, awesome. All right. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. And
does it come mixed, Dave?
That's it. I had it.
Does what come mixed?
The coconut oil and the...
No, you would take them...
products.
Yes.
Okay.
Two separate products, yeah.
Okay.
Good question. I phrased it incorrectly.
Okay. Well, great. Well, I think that pretty much uses up all of our time, so I wanted just to thank everyone again for being on the line tonight. And next week, I believe we will be back with you talking about a brand new product that we have in the Platinum Health Products line, and that's our American Ginseng Extract. It's an amazing product. Dave uses it. So I hope everyone will tune in and learn all about our liquid American Ginseng Extract next week. And thank you again for everyone's time, and thank you, Dave, and we'll be back with you next week.
Yeah, why don't you let everybody know how they could listen to this on the replay line, and I want to thank you again and just say good night.
Great. Okay, the replay line one more time is available starting tomorrow by calling 212-461-8911. Okay, great. Well, thanks to everyone again, and everyone have a wonderful evening. Thank you. Good night.